iMoon is 185 just past full, and almost half its familiar side has now turned away from Earth. But I suppose you already know that. Jan paused, feeling slightly foolish. There was something incongruous, even faintly absurd, about what he was doing. Here was the climax of all history, yet he might have been a radio commentator at a race track or a boxing ring. Then he shrugged his shoulders and put the thought aside. At all moments of greatness, he suspected, Bathos had never been very far away, and certainly alone could sense its presence here. There have been 3 slight quakes in the last hour, he continued. Their control of Earth's spin must be marvelous, but not quite perfect. You know, Care Ellen, I'm going to find it very hard to say anything your instruments haven't already told you. It might have helped if you'd given me some idea of what to expect, and warned me how long I may have to wait. If nothing happens, I'll report again in 6 hours, as we arranged. Hello. They must have been waiting for you to leave. Something's starting to happen. The stars are becoming dimmer. It's as if a great cloud is coming up, very swiftly, over all the sky. But it isn't really a cloud. It seems to have some sort of structure. I can glimpse a hazy network of lines and bands that keep changing their positions. It's almost as if the stars are tangled in a ghostly spider's web. The whole network is beginning to glow, to pulse with light, exactly as if it were alive. And I suppose it is, or is it something as much beyond life as that is above the inorganic world? The glow seems to be shifting to one part of the sky. Wait a minute while I move round to the other window. Yes, I might have guessed. There's a great burning column, like a tree of fire, reaching above the western horizon. It's a long way off, right round the world. I know where it springs from, they're on their way at last, to become part of the Ovenmind. Their probation is ended, they're leaving the last remnants of matter behind. As that fire spreads upwards from the Earth, I can see the network becoming firmer and less misty. In places, it seems almost solid, yet the stars are still shining faintly through it. I've just realized. It's not exactly the same, but the thing I saw shooting up above your world, Care Ellen, was very much 186 like this. Was that part of the Overmind? I suppose you hid the truth from me so that I would have no preconceived ideas, so that I'd be an unbiased observer. I wish I knew what your cameras were showing you now, to compare it with what my mind imagines I'm seeing. Is this how it talks to you, Care Ellen, in colors and shapes like these? I've remembered the control screens on your ship and the patterns that went across them, speaking to you in some visual language which your eyes could read. Now it looks exactly like the curtains of the aurora, dancing and flickering across the stars. Why, that's what it really is, I'm sure. A great auroral storm. The whole landscape is lit up. It's brighter than day. Reds and golds and greens are chasing each other across the sky. Oh, it's beyond words, it doesn't seem fair that I'm the only one to see it. I never thought such colors. The storm's dying down. But the great misty network is still there. I think that aurora was only a byproduct of whatever energies are being released up there on the frontier of space. Just a minute, I've noticed something else. My weight, decreasing. What does that mean? I've dropped a pencil. It's falling slowly. Something's happened to gravity. There's a great wind coming up. I can see the trees tossing their branches down there in the valley. Of course, the atmosphere's escaping. Sticks and stones are rising into the sky, almost as if the Earth itself is trying to follow them out into space. There's a great cloud of dust, whipped up by the gale. It's becoming hard to see. Perhaps it will clear in a moment. Yes, that's better. Everything movable has been stripped away. The dust clouds have vanished. I wonder how long this building will stand? And it's getting hard to breathe. I must try and talk more slowly. I can see clearly again. That great burning column is still there, but it's constricting, narrowing dot it looks like the funnel of a tornado, about to retract into the clouds. And dot oh, this is hard to describe, but just then I felt a great wave of emotion sweep over me. It wasn't joy or sorrow, it was a sense of fulfillment, achievement. Did I imagine it? Or did it come from outside? I don't know. And now dot this can't be all imagination dot the world feels 187 empty. Utterly empty. It's like listening to a radio set that's suddenly gone dead. And the sky is dear again dot the misty web has gone. What world will it go to next, Carolyn? And will you be there to serve it still? Strange, everything around me is unaltered. I don't know why, but somehow I thought that. Jan stopped. For a moment he struggled for words, then closed his eyes in an effort to regain control. There was no room for fear or panic now, he had a duty to perform. A duty to man, and a duty to Carolyn. Slowly at first, like a man awaking from a dream, he began to speak. The buildings round me dot the ground dot the mountains dot everything's like glass dot I can see through it. Earth's dissolving. My weight has almost gone. You were I thieve finished playing with their toys. It's only a few seconds away. The go the mountains, like wisps of smoke. Goodbye, Carolyn, Rashavarak dot I am sorry f you. Though I cannot understand it, I've seen what my race became. Everything we ever achieved has gone up there into the stars. Perhaps that's what the old religions were trying to say. But they got it all wrong, they thought mankind was so important, yet we're only one race in dot don't know how many. Yet now we've become something that you could never be. There goes the river. No change in the sky, though. I can hardly breathe. Strange to see the moon still shining up there. I'm glad they left it, but it will be lonely now. The light. From beneath me dot inside the earth dot shining upward, through the rocks, the ground, everything dot growing brighter, brighter, blinding. In a soundless concussion of light, Earth's core gave up its hoarded energies. For a little while the gravitational waves crossed and re-dot crossed the solar system, distubing ever so slightly the orbits of the planets. Then the suit's remaining children pursued their ancient paths once more, as corks float on a placid lake cried out the tiny ripples set in motion by a falling stone. There was nothing left of Earth. They had teethed away the last atoms of its substance. It had nourished them, through the fierce moments of their inconceivable metamorphosis, as the food stored in a grain of wheat feeds the infant plant while it climbs towards the Sunday 6,000 million kilometers beyond the orbit of Pluto. Carolyn sat before a suddenly darkened screen. The record was complete, the mission ended, he was homeward bound. Beyond the world he had left so long ago. The weight of centuries was upon him, and a sadness that no logic could dispel. He did not mourn for man. His sorrow was for his own race, forever barred from greatness by forces it could not overcome. For all their achievements, thought Carolyn, for all their mastery of the physical universe, his people were no better than a tribe that had passed its whole existence upon some flat and dusty plain. Far off were the mountains, where power and beauty dwelt, where the thunder sported above the glaciers and the air was clear and keen. There the sun still walked, transfiguring the peaks with glory, when all the land below was wrapped in darkness. And they could only watch and wonder, they could never scale those heights. Yet, Carolyn knew, they would hold fast until the end, they would await without despair whatever destiny was theirs. They would serve the Overmind because they had no choice, but even in that service they would not lose their souls. The great control screen flared for a moment with somber, ruby light. Without conscious effort, Carolyn read the message of its changing patterns. The ship was leaving the frontiers of the solar system, the energies that powered the star drive were ebbing fast, but they had done their work. Carolyn raised his hand, and the picture changed once more. A single brilliant star glowed in the center of the screen. No dot one could have told, from this distance, that the sun had ever possessed planets or that one of them had now been lost. For a long time Care Ellen stared back across that swiftly widening gulf tilde, while many memories raced through his vast and labyrinthiric mind. In silent farewell, he saluted the men he had known, whether they had hindered or helped him tar his purpose. No dot one dared disturb him or interrupt his thoughts, and presently he turned his back upon the dwindling Sunday the end.